الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Today is the 13th of Ramadan of this Hijra year of 1447, corresponding to the 3rd of March 2026. This will be our 19th session. Today is the 2nd of March. We will continue from where we stopped yesterday at verse 41. We've already had the recitation. Bima anzaltu, that is aminu bima anzaltu, believe in what I have revealed, ya'ani al-Qur'an, meaning the Qur'an, musaddiqan lima ma'akum. Naam, so anything, we already had the recitation, so okay, recite again, recite the verses from aminu bima anzaltu.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون. ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين. الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون.
وآمنوا بما أنزلت, and believe in what I have revealed, مصدقا لما معكم, confirming the revelation that is with you. ولا تكونوا أول كافر به, and do not be the first to reject belief in it. ولا تشتروا بآياتي, and do not sell my signs, ثمنا قليلا, for a paltry price, for a small price, وإياي فاتقون, and fear me and me alone. بما أنزلت, what is meant by بما أنزلت, what I have revealed, is the Quran. So the first address to them is to fulfill the covenant of Allah and to fear Allah alone. And then followed by belief in what? In the Quran. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, confirming what is with you. أي مُصَدِّقًا لِلتَّوْرَةِ, that is confirming the Torah, the book that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam and to the children of Israel. وتصديق القرآن للتوراة وغيرها, and the confirmation of the Quran to the Torah and to other than the Torah of the books of Allah. وتصديق محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم للأنبياء, and the confirmation of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to the prophets, والمتقدمين له, and those who had preceded him. له ثلاث معاني, it has got three meanings. The meaning of مصدقا لما معكم, because مصدقا لما معكم is that is the Quran confirms the Torah and the other books of Allah, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also confirmed the prophets before him. There are three meanings to this. Ahaduha, the first, annahum akhbaru bihi thumma zahra kama qalu fatabayyana sidquhum fil ikhbari bihi. The first is that both the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad the books before the Quran and the prophets before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they gave information about the Quran and about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ ذَهَرَ كَمَا قَالُوا. Then it manifested, then they manifested just as mentioned in the previous books. فَتَبَيَّنَ صِدْقُهُمْ فِي الْإِخْبَارِ بِهِ. By that, their truthfulness in giving information about the coming of the Quran, the revelation of the Quran, became true. Because they said, he will come, the Quran will be revealed, and it was revealed. So the Quran is a confirmation that their testimony, that the testimony they gave was a truthful testimony. The second meaning is annahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akhbara annahum anbiya wa unzila alayhim al-kutub. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed, mentioned that they were prophets and that books were revealed to them. So huwa musaddiqun lahum. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is confirming them, is believing in them. Shahid ay shahidun bi sidqihim, that is, he's a witness to their truthfulness. والثالث, the third meaning, أنه وافقهم فيما في كتبهم بما في فيما في كتبهم من التوحيد. That is, he conforms. That is, he is conforming to what is in the books of Tawheed. That is, just as they call towards Tawheed, he was also calling towards Tawheed. وذكر الدار الآخرة, and the mention of the hereafter, وغير ذلك من أقائد الشرائع, and other than this from the beliefs of all the revealed laws of Allah. فهو مصدق لهم. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran, each of them is confirming the prophets and the books. لاتفاقهم في الإيمان بذلك, because they all have the same belief. Please stop it, the commissioner is calling me. Let me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Honorable commissioner, alhamdulillah. ولا تكونوا أول كافر به, and do not be the first to reject it. To reject it, the pronoun is referring to the Quran. So do not be the first to reject the Quran. وهذا نهي عن المسابقة إلى الكفر. This is a prohibition from being the first to commit the act of kufr. Because when you become the first to commit a bad act, all those that come after you, you will bear their sins as well, because you misled them. ولا يقتضي إباحة الكفر في ثاني حال. But this does not mean that it is permissible for you to do kufr in the second instance. When it is said, don't be the first to reject, it does not mean that you can be the next to reject. لأن هذا مفهوم معطل, because this understanding is negated. بل يقتضي الأمر بمبادرتهم إلى الإيمان به لما يجدون من ذكره. What it means is that they are asked to be the first to believe in him because of what they know of his information regarding him. ولما يعرفون من علامته, and because of what they know of the signs and the what was foretold about his attributes, that he will be this, he will be this, he will, his name is this, just like Allah says in the Quran, as he said, Ismuhu Ahmad, mentioning him even by name. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Do not sell my signs for a paltry price. الْإِشْتِرَاءُ هُنَا إِسْتِعَارَةٌ فِي الْإِسْتِبْدَالِ. What is meant by selling is exchange. That is, do not exchange my signs. That is the revelation that has come to you. Do not exchange it for a small price. Just like Allah says, اشتروا الضلال أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى. They exchange misguidance for guidance, in place of guidance. والآيات هنا, what is meant by the do not sell my signs, هي الإيمان بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وغير ذلك. The signs of Allah, what is meant here is belief in the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقيل, it is also said, كانوا يعلمون دينهم بالأجرة, كانوا يعلمون دينهم بالأجرة, فنهوا عن ذلك. Okay, so that is good. نعم. You see, it is not here. والثمن القليل, what is meant by ثمنا قليلا, is ما ينتفعون به في الدنيا من بقاء رئاستهم. What they were having, the benefit they were having for having the leadership of their people, the religious leadership. You know, religious leaders, they get chance to collect so much money. You know, it was here, we had, up till now, we have some religious leaders having private jets. So, and they even want to have an airstrip, a private airstrip for themselves. Yes, they in Lagos, the Redeemed Church. They were given license to have a private airstrip. One of the first things that this government did. So that is the meaning of Thaman al Qalil. Even if you have private debt, it is a paltry price. How can you extend it for guidance? Because guidance gives you a boundless, the richness that does not have a limit. So anything of this world is small. وَأَخَذِ الرُّشَى عَلَىٰ تَغْيِيرِ أَمْرِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. And they were taking bribes in misleading people about the affair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if people believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means they will lose their leadership position. So they were taking money so that they will mislead people regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wagayri dhalik, and other ways of taking the world in exchange for the guidance, for misleading people. Waqila, it was also mentioned, كانوا يعلمون دينهم بالأجرة. They used to teach people for a fee. They will teach the people their religion for a fee. فنهوا عن ذلك. So they were prohibited from doing that. That you should teach people, when you are teaching people for a fee, then that is وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ, that is اِشْتِرَاء بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. But here there is tafsir regarding it in the Sharia, because okay, yes, وَاحْتَجَّتِ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. The Hanafi madhab, they relied on this verse, على منع الإجارة على تعليم القرآن, in forbidding an employment contract, a contract of giving somebody a job and paying him for teaching the Quran. That you don't take a fee for teaching the Quran. This is the position of the Hanafi, making use of this verse. But the truth is that there is tafsir. When teaching the religion becomes obligatory upon you, like somebody accepting Islam and he doesn't know how to recite Fatiha, and you are the only one that can teach him, and you say, he came, he accepted Islam, and he was asked, okay, you are the only one that knows how to recite Fatiha, go and teach him Fatiha. He said, okay, how much will I be paid? How much do I get? Then that becomes haram. That one will fall under the category of the meaning of this verse. Just like the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for someone who was asked who taught the Quran to somebody, and he was given a bow, and he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want to be given a bow from hellfire, then you take it. So this was interpreted to be that it was obligatory upon him. It was an imperative action on him to do. But other than that, if it does not become specifically obligatory upon you, there is no harm in taking a compensation, in taking a payment for doing any service that is connected to the Quran. And the reason is the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri for doing ruqyah. When they did the incantations with Fatiha on the one who was stung by scorpions and he was in fever, and he recited the incantations of Fatiha on him, and he became cured, and they were given a herd of cows, a whole flock of cows. They were given a payment, so they said, no, we cannot use it, we cannot take it, we cannot benefit from it until we inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they went and informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, how did you know that it is a ruqyah, that there is cure in it? So he said, you take it and also give me a portion. And he said, inna akhadhta ma akhadhtum alayhi ajran kitabullah. What is the best thing for you to take a payment on account of it is the book of Allah. So that one is the wala talbisul haqq bil batil. Wala talbisul haqq bil batil wa taktumul haqq wa antum ta'lamun. And do not cover truth with falsehood. And do not know, conceal the truth when you know what it is, or when you know that you are doing, or do not knowingly conceal the truth. So two things here, that is covering the truth with falsehood. This is also part of the prohibition. This is part of the prohibition. Because it is not saying that you should not join the two, but you can do each one separately. That is up. Do not cover truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth knowingly. This does not mean that the joining of the two is what is prohibited. It means that each of the two is prohibited. Do not cover the truth with falsehood, and do not conceal the truth knowingly. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَيْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ حَقٌّ. While you know, that is while knowing that it is the truth, and then you conceal it or you replace it with falsehood. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And establish prayer and pay the zakat. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And bow down your heads in ruku, in salutation, ma'arraki'in, with those who bow down their heads in worship. Wa antum ta'lam as-salah wa zakah yuradi biha salatul muslimin wa zakatuhum. What is meant is the prayer of the Muslims. They were commanded to do the prayer of the Muslims and the zakat of the Muslims. So this, what this means is they were called to accept Islam, because a symbol of you accepting Islam is for you to establish the prayer. Usually when you, even if you don't know somebody is a Muslim or is not a Muslim, when you see him praying, that is evidence that he is a Muslim. So the command that establish prayer and pay the zakat shows that they were asked, that means that they were asked to enter into the religion of Islam. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Bowing down in ruku was specifically mentioned among the بعد ذكر الصلاة, after mentioning prayer, because the prayer of the Yahud, the prayer of the Jews, did not involve ruku. They didn't used to do ruku. They don't know ruku in their own prayer. فَكَأَنَّهُ أَمْرٌ بِصَلَاةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الَّتِي فِيهَا الرُّكُوعُ. So it is as though it's a command for them to do the prayer of the Muslims, which has ruku in it. And waqila, it was also said ar-ruku, al-khudu, wal-inqiyad. What is meant by ar-warka'u? That is al-khudu, be humble and submissive. Submit yourself to Allah among those who submitted. مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, together with those who are bowing down. أي هم المسلمون. Those who are bowing down, that is join them and be with them, that is prostrate together with those who are bowing down. Those who are bowing down are the Muslims. فَيَكْتَذِي ذَلِكَ الْأَمْرُ بِدُخُولِ فِي دِينِهِمْ. So this means that they were commanded to accept, to enter into their religion. وقيل الأمر بالصلاة مع الجماعة. Another tafsir of this verse is that this is a command to perform the prayer in congregation. Have you seen the prayer of the Jews? What they do at the Wailing Wall? Yes. They go back and forth. They go back and forth. Yes. They never bow down up to ruku. So this is not the prayer that they were asked to do. That is why they were said, that was why after saying wa aqimu salah, it was said, because it will mean they will think that we are already praying. We are already doing our prayer. So Allah says, and bow down with those who bow down. So the meaning, when Allah says you establish prayer, the prayer in which there is bowing down, and which others, the ones who are bowing down in prayer are observing, who are the Muslims, and that by that it means the Muslims. I don't know how the Christians pray originally, but the Orthodox, they have something like ruku. The Orthodox. I saw them in Addis Ababa. You know, the Christians of Addis Ababa are Orthodox Christians, the Ethiopian Church. I saw them early in the morning in one of their churches in the cathedral. But what they do it's not actually ruku. It's like sujood. They go back, then they prostrate. You pray two rakat. Either prayer is there, because their prophets, they prayed our own prayer.
Even in the Bible.
Even in the Bible.
That says, and Jesus fell on his face and prayed.
And prayed, yes. You can search in the internet to see. You can see videos of the way the Orthodox pray. Let somebody check it out. Rahman Dubaman, the Orthodox prayer, the way they pray. Naam Abdul Hamid. Well, definitely it must be distorted. But that was the practice during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was according to this tafsir. Atamuruna an-nas, this is a censure. This is a blame and censure from Allah. Bil birri, atamuruna an-nas bil birri, amun fi anwa'ihi. This is general in all the types of acts, in all types of acts of goodness. فَوَبَّهَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ النَّاسِ بِهِ وَتَرْكِهِمْ لَهُ. So Allah censured them and blamed them for commanding people to do good, and then they don't do the good thing. Okay, you've seen it go? They will fold their hands. These are the Ethiopians. But they don't put their head. You can touch, you can get it in the internet, yes. But there is ruku in it. They do the ruku and they also do the, they put their hands here. No, the Coptic, they are also Orthodox. You know, the Orthodox Church, there is the Armenian Orthodox, there is the Russian Orthodox, there is the Greek Orthodox, that is the Greek, that is the Egyptian Orthodox, the Coptic Church, then there is the Abyssinian Orthodox, the Ethiopian. This one is Cyprus is the Greek. Cyprus is the Greek. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, min sunan al-anbiya, among the ways of the Prophet is putting the right hand over the left hand in prayer. And you see the Orthodox, they are doing it. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. وَقِيلَ كَانَ الْأَحْبَارِ يَأْمُرُونَ مَنْ نَسَعُوهُ فِي السِّرِّ بِاتِّبَاءِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَا يَتَّبِعُونَهُ. It was mentioned that the Jewish religious leaders, they were advising and commanding those who came to them secretly to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they will not follow. So they will in secret, they will say, go and follow him, he is the right prophet. But for them, they will not do it, because if they do it, they will lose their position. وقال ابن عباس, عبد الله ابن عباس said, كانوا يأمرون باتباع التوراة. They used to command they used to command others to obey the Torah. ويخالفونها في جهدهم منها صفة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In rejecting what is in the Torah of the signs of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is the what was mentioned about the description that was there in the Torah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the meaning of watansawna, and you forget yourself, that is watatrukuna, you leave yourself. Wa hadha taqri', this is also essential. Wa antum tatluna alkitab, while you are reciting the book, hujjatun alayhim, this is a proof against them. But how can you command others to do good and then you leave yourself from doing good? Wa antum tatluna alkitab, while you are reciting the book. So this is like you are establishing a proof against, they were establishing proof against themselves. Afala ta'qilun, why don't you reflect, why don't you use your intellect? وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek the help of Allah through prayer and through patience and through patient perseverance and through prayer. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ, it is indeed hard. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ, except to those who are humble in worship to Allah. The meaning of wasta'inu bisabri wassala, seek help in patient perseverance and in prayer. Ay ista'inu bihima ala masa'ibid dunya. That is, seek the help of Allah over the calamities of the world. That is, it will lighten the burden and the pain of calamity. Patience and prayer. Waqad ruwi, it was narrated, it was reported, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha hazabahu amr, kana idha hazabahu amrun, fazi'a ila salah. When he was confronted by an affair that bothered him, fazi'a ila salah, he will hasten immediately to do prayer. He will immediately hasten to pray, because it lightens the burden of calamity, prayer. وَنُؤِيَ إِلَى ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ أَخُوهُ قُسَمْ. Ibn Abbas was informed about the death of his brother, Qusam. Qusam Ibn Abbas. فَصَلَّى رَكَعَتَيْنْ وَقَرَأَ الْآيَةِ. So he prayed two rak'ahs, and he recited this verse in the prayer. At-Tabari mentioned this in his tafsir. Qusam Ibn Abbas, we visited his grave in Samarkand. He was the one that took Islam to Samarkand in Uzbekistan. وَقِيلَ اِسْتَعِينُوا بِهِمَا عَلَىٰ طَلَبِ الْآخِرَةِ. Another meaning of وَاسْتَعِينُوا is, that is, seek help with patience and prayer, ala talabil akhirah, in seeking for the hereafter. Aiba ko ayo ba matal du zaman zaman kamal isa wa qila as-sabr huna as-sawm. Another tafsir of the meaning of as-sabr is fasting. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, is although seek help through fasting and prayer, because fasting is an ibadah of sabr, and because fasting is leaving something, that is leaving, is abstention, and that is the actual meaning of patience. You abstain from acting, that is, you hold yourself. So when you hold yourself and abstain from eating and drinking, you are actually being patient. But to have, but the general meaning is more encompassing. But you know, this is part of the secret of the Quran. An ayah will have several meanings, and the application, you can apply this verse to mean a sabr. So when you are faced by calamities, if you fast, you are seeking help from Allah. I observe that the ulama in Saudi Arabia, they direct the Ministry of Religious Affairs when they are sending when they are doing the prayer for rainfall. They normally do it on Mondays or on Thursdays when people are fasting, because it's a day of fasting. So it is as though you are seeking help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the famine that you are experiencing through patience and prayer. The patience is the fasting that you are observing, and then the prayer is the Salatul Istisqa, the rain, and the prayer for rainfall. So sometimes, you know, we tend to take things. Some people You know, they used to say, like, the situation that one time regarding the security situation, some people, especially during the time of Boko Haram, I think in Borno they said people should fast a number of days and then there will be prayers. So some people took it very harsh and they said this is bid'ah. But if their understanding is based on this tafsir, that the meaning of ista'inu bi sabri, as sabr here means fasting, then it cannot be innovation. Because it falls under the meaning of the verse. So it is, and also Allah has said, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, and put forth something for yourself. وَقِيلَ الصَّلَاةُ هُنَا الدُّعَى. It was also mentioned that the meaning of الصَّلَاةُ, the prayer, is الدُّعَى, prayer. That is الدُّعَى, invocations to Allah, invoking Allah. So you seek Allah's help through patience and calling upon Allah. All these, even though they are different tafsirs, but they all fall within the meaning of the verse. وَإِنَّهَا, what is the reference to here? وَإِنَّهَا, and it is indeed hard. They said, وَإِنَّهَا أَيْ عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ الَّتِي تَضَمَّنَهَا الصَّبْرُ وَالصَّلَاةِ. What is meant by it is indeed hard is the act of ibadah that bring the act of ibadah of sabr, patience, and salah. It is hard. That is, patience and prayer, they are both hard, except for the ones who are humble to Allah. وَقِيلَ عَلَى الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ أَوْ عَلَى الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ. That is, seeking the help of Allah is indeed hard. Or عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, or the prayer itself. The prayer is hard, except for those who are al-kashi'in. Normally, you know, Allah, the in Arabic, الضمير يعود إلى أقرب مذكور. A pronoun refers to the nearest noun that was mentioned. And the nearest noun that was mentioned is prayer. So it is, in my opinion, it is a stronger opinion that prayer is indeed hard, except for those who are al-khashi'in. Here, he says, وَإِنَّهَا أَيْ الصَّلَاةِ كَبِيرَةٌ السَّعِدِ. He says, the reference is to the prayer. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ, except for those who are humble in worship of Allah. فَإِنَّهَا سَهْلَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ خَفِيفَةٌ. It is easy for them. It is light for them. It is light for them. لِأَنَّ الْخُشُوعَ وحشية الله ورجاء ما عنده يوجب له فعلها منشرحا صدره لترقبه للثواب وغشيته من العقاب. Because this quality of humility and humbleness and fear of Allah, it makes it very easy for him because of what he is expecting of the immense reward that he will get in prayer. And that is why, you know, we find it hard to conceive someone like Imam Ahmad saying that he used to pray 300 rakat in a day. It's indeed difficult. Illa ala al-khashi'in. So because he is al-khashi'in, it became very easy and light for him to do. This is not an exaggeration. It's not an exaggeration. Calculate. You know, these people, you know, they lived a very wonderful life. You know, someone like Imam al-Nawawi, he never knew how to spread his bed and lie down. His sleeve is just sitting along among his books. Then he will just recline like this and have his sleeve. And then he wakes up, he goes back to his business. So you know they are on something, because they knew something. They really knew God. They knew Allah. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ أَيْ شَاقَّةٌ صَعَبَةٌ. It is hard, and it is hard and difficult. It is difficult and hard. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ. The meaning of يَظُنُّونَ here, الظن, the original meaning of ظن is conjecture. That is something which you are not absolutely sure about. But the meaning in Arabic, ظن, is used to it's applied to mean yaqeen. Ay yatayaqqanun. They are certain. They are yatayaqqanun. Alladhina yadhunnun. They are certain. Annahum mulaqu rabbihim. That they will meet their Lord. Wa annahum ilayhi raji'un. And that they will be returned back to him. Naam. يا بني إسرائيل.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون.
نعم. يا بني إسرائيل, children of Israel, called اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Remember my favor which I bestowed upon you. وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. And that I favored you over other people, over the whole of mankind. واتقوا يوما. And guard yourselves against a day. لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا. When one soul shall not help another. ولا يقبل منها شفاعة. No shall intercession be accepted for that soul. ولا يؤخذ منها عدل. No will repayment, compensation, be taken from it. ولا هم ينصرون. Nor shall any one of them be helped by another from outside. Children of Israel, we mentioned that is the tribes of Bani Israel, the tribes of the sons of Yaqub. Yes, the sons of Yaqub. And when the meaning of al-alamin, that I preferred you, I favored you over mankind, ay ahla zamanihim, that is the people of their own age, the people of that age, because they are yes, they were chosen among the different types of races, because there were so many races, so many nations. There were the Babylonians, who had a very, very old civilization, the Akkadians, the Phoenicians, the Maoists,
the Moabites.
This was the known world at that time. because the known world was in the cradle of civilization. Asia Minor, you know, parts of Iraq, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, the Arabian Peninsula, Yemen, Egypt, Abyssinia, part of Turkey. This was the known world at that time. And all the people that were in existence, the children of Israel, were favored by Allah over all these nations. Because since the appearance, since the birth of Yaqub, the prophet Israel, Yaqub, no prophet came, was sent by Allah, but that he was from the progeny of, since the appearance of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, no prophet came, but he was from his progeny. All the prophets of Allah that came after Ibrahim, they were from his children. So they were preferred. They were preferred, and that is why we have the record of revealed religions. They are restricted to the three revealed religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And they were all religions that were, the prophets of these religions were that were sent, they were all from the children of Israel, of Ibrahim. Judaism and Christianity from the branch of Ishaq, because Yaqub was the son of Ishaq, and Islam from the branch of Ismail. Ismail, the son of Ibrahim. So you don't have any other religion that is universal except this. But the other religions, like the Buddhist religion, or the Confucius religion, or the Magians of Persians, these were all religions, you know, that preceded these revealed religions. So the meaning of Allah preferring the Allah had preferred the Jews, the children of Israel, over the whole of mankind, that is the mankind that existed during their time. وَقِيلَ تَفْضِيلٌ مِّنْ وَجْهٍ مَّا وَهُوَ كَثْرَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Another tafsir is, yes, Allah preferred them over the whole of mankind, but it is a special type of favor that he gave them, that is, they had so many prophets. They had so many prophets, prophet after prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kanat banu Israel tasusuhumul anbiya." The Bani Israel, they were guided, and they were living under the leadership of prophets. Kullama halaka nabiyun khalafahu nabiyun akhar. Whenever one prophet went, another prophet will come. So this was just for them. They had so many prophets. Some we have been informed, and others we don't even know. So this is the preference. So in this respect, they were given preference over the whole of mankind, not only the generations of mankind that existed during their time, as by the first tafsir. No, they were actually given preference over the whole of mankind, because no other group of people had this special favor of Allah, that is, having so many prophets sent to them. And that was why they were deluded by that. They used to say, we are the children of God, and we are the beloved of God. Nahnu abna'ullahi wa ahibba'uhu. They were deluded. And then they were asked to fear the adi. La tajzi nafsun. The meaning of la tajzi, it will not suffice for it. Shay'a, it will not suffice it with anything. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاءً. That is, the intercession will not be accepted from it. لَيْسَ نَفِيُ الشَّفَاءَةِ مُطْلَقًا. This does not negate intercession. completely. فإن مذهب أهل الحق ثبوت شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because the way of the people of the truth who are following the rightful path is that intercession of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is actually is confirmed. It is the truth. وشفاعة الملائكة والأنبياء والمؤمنين and the intercession of angels and prophets and the believers. وإنما المراد, what is the meaning, is أنه لا يشفع أحد إلا بعد أن يأذن الله له. The meaning is that no one will intercede except Allah has given him permission to intercede. لقوله تعالى من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Because Allah said من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who is he that will intercede with Allah except without his permission. ولقوله ما من شفيء إلا من بعد إذنه. There is no intercessor except after his permission. ولقوله ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده إلا لمن أذن له. And he also said intercession will not be of any benefit with Allah except for the one he has given permission. وانظر ما ورد في الحديث. And see what was mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسجد, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will prostrate and put his forehead on the ground. يستأذن يوم القيامة, on the last day, يستأذن في الشفاعة, seeking the permission of Allah to intercede. فيقال له اشفع تشفع. Seek for intercede, and your intercession will be granted. فكل ما ورد في القرآن من نفي الشفاعة مطلقا يحمل على هذا. So wherever it is mentioned in the Quran negating intercession, by saying that there is no intercession completely, it is interpreted to mean the intercession that is negated, the one that does not have the permission of Allah. لأن المطلق يحمل على المقيد. Because what is mentioned without any restriction, you restricted by what has been restricted in other places. فليس في هذه الآية المطلقة دليل للمعتزلة على نفي الشفاعة. There are the Mu'tazila. This was a fact that existed in the early history of Islam. They rejected the belief in intercession. They said there is no intercession. One of their reasons is they cite proof, evidence from this verse. So there is no evidence, because this verse is not saying that there is no intercession completely. But on that day, intercession that will not be acceptable is the intercession that does not have the permission of Allah. The meaning of وَلَا يُخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ, and compensation will not be taken from the soul. Adl, it means fidya, that is compensation, what you will pay in lieu of redemption. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, and they will not be held. This is mentioned in the plural, even though the beginning of the verse is talking about a single soul. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ. Fear a day when a soul, is talking about a single soul. But here it's saying وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, and they will not be held. لأن النفس المذكورة يراد بها نفوس. What it meant there when it said a soul will not be held on a day when a soul shall not will not receive intercession. What it meant is every soul. So that is why it is mentioned in plural here. Inshallah, we'll stop here. So we'll start with نجيناكم. إن شاء الله. We'll still need this nota so as to put the dates back. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.